Hello, and welcome to Above the Fold, the podcast for the Weston Observer, the weekly paper covering the town of Weston. I'm a reporter, Addison Antonoff, and I'm joined with our assistant editor, Chris Larrabee.
Hi, Addison.
And our managing editor, Melissa Russell.
Hey, Addison.
We've been busy this spring. That's the time to be out and about in Weston as the weather's getting better, the daffodils are blooming, people are hitting the trails. We've also been hard at work around town. We had a meet and greet recently on the Council of Aging, and we've been keeping busy this spring. Melissa, do you want to tell us a little bit about what we've been up to?
Sure. If anybody has seen our paper, I hope you have. We are rooted in community is our slogan. So we've been working on raising our profile in town. We do this podcast is one way to do it. Another one is we've started having meet and greets with the staff of the Observer. We had our first one at the Council on Aging last week. We had a small but very active and vocal showing of folks who had a lot of thoughts to share, a lot of story ideas, very appreciative of the paper, which is a lovely thing to hear. So we'll be doing another one at the Weston Library May 20th at 5 p.m. We'll bring cookies, you bring your ideas, and we'd love to hear from you. I was just talking to a member of our board today about just how great the response to our election coverage has been. We have the election coming up in May 2nd. So we've had a series of interviews each week with the select board candidates, the Recreation Commission, and the school committee. And boy, have the letters for candidates, endorsing candidates, been pouring in. I think we got 14 this week. Is that right,
yeah,
Chris?
Yeah, I think so. It's just more than I thought we would get, honestly. It's been a great response. Very heartening.
Yeah.
To see the response from the community.
Yeah, it's really been a wonderful thing to see. And love to get those photos of folks reading the Observer in various places that we would love to vacation in, but we're here hard at work. So we'll take a look at you on your yachts and on your boats and in the mountains and in, you know, China and all sorts of wonderful places with the newspaper.
Pitch a story that necessitates me going.
I know. We can get an expense going for you to go to China to interview folks from Weston. But it's a wonderful thing to see. And it's very heartening. And we appreciate that folks are embracing the Observer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see so many people have a voice and talk about what's important to them. And also as a reporter and as a staff here, you know, our role is kind of making sure people have the information that they need to be able to participate in town government. We've got the election. Obviously, we've been speaking about that. We also have town meeting coming up, annual town meeting on May 4th, which I spoke to Rep Hastings, who's the town moderator, who's kind of in charge of how this event goes down, was talking about it's the chance for everybody to actively be part of town legislature, which is essentially what town meeting is. So I'm working right now on a story kind of explaining how town meeting works, what to expect when you go, because if you're not a local reporter like us, you're probably spending less time in town hall than some of us, but you want to be ready to go. So we've got a couple of things getting voted on at that meeting. Chris and I have been working on coverage with that, but do you want to run us through some of the numbers, Chris?
Yeah, I would say it's not a controversial town meeting, I suppose, from the outside point of view. I think probably the biggest point of discussion will be the $3.1 million for fire station design fees. They're looking at putting the fire station on the middle school baseball field right off of Wellesley Street. I think that would be the biggest topic of discussion. I know we received one letter opposing it. Curious to see if other viewpoints come in. People are very passionate about the schools, but this has been a long, drawn-out process. Be interesting to kind of see where it goes. I think the other big point of discussion, and I wouldn't say it's controversial, I think it's more celebratory, is Heirloom, the coffee shop right here downtown in Weston, is they submitted a citizen's petition to petition the legislature, the state legislature, to provide Weston with another liquor license. They want to expand their hours and provide drinks for people to have for their meals.
If it's passed, it'll be the second liquor license in Weston, the first one being for the Woods Restaurant, which is Ismith Tavern, which is not open yet. And there are places that sell alcohol, but not places that serve alcohol.
Yeah,
and in town.
The country clubs sell alcohol. The difference is these are public places. So I think that'll be a kind of a big celebratory point. I think people love to see a local business thrive and want to support them. The other big thing, and this is every year, is the operating budget. It's a $106.7 million budget, about a 4.4% increase from last year. It's not quite level service, a little bit above that. But for the most part, really just, you know, keep chugging along. I think town officials are keeping their eye on the economic outlook for the future and just being wary of spending. The big thing in the budget, as always, is the school budget. It's about a $51 million proposal this year, which accounts for about 41% of the budget. They're really investing in the schools this year. A couple new high school teaching positions to go along with the new schedule. Big investments in technology. I'm pretty sure about half of the increase is a one-time, just subscription changes, equipment replacements. But they're really investing a lot in the schools this year, and we'll see what residents have to say about it on May 4th. You know, make sure you get out to vote at town meeting. It's your chance to have a say in how the town is run. At the same time, there's a chance to celebrate your commitment to Weston in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Celebrate Weston on May 16th. I think all three of us are planning to be there alongside some of our board members. We're thrilled to meet everybody and just continue, you know, connecting with everybody in the community. And, you know, maybe some of you have some story ideas for us.
Absolutely. Come see us. Come share your story ideas. Come celebrate Weston.
And we'll be under the tent that says Weston Observer.
Easy to find with the beautiful tree.
We may have some swag to give away.
Oh, that's intriguing.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure 100% yet, but we will. It'll be worthwhile. Let's just say
come
that.
Come find out. Come
worth your while.
Some shoe leather reporting and see if we have swag.
We'll have more information as yes. we get closer. But yeah, I think it'll be worth your while to stop by and say hello.
But either way, we will see you around town. Thanks for listening.